1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Maui's number of dead holding for now at 111 killed in the island's wildfires. The island's emergency services chief, Herman Ndea, has resigned effective immediately. He said he did not activate emergency tsunami sirens to warn about the wildfires because it would have sent residents looking for higher ground.
And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire.
Governor Josh Green says he'll name a replacement soon. He's planning a statewide address tonight. Former President Trump has canceled his planned Monday news conference to present, quote, irrefutable evidence in the criminal indictment case against him and 18 alleged co-conspirators in Georgia. Trump saying his lawyers preferred he put the planned speech aside in light of the allegations of 2020 election interference. And a drone attack hitting a building in Moscow causing an explosion in the business district. This is ABC News. While parents are being urged to get their kids vaccinated before the start of school, New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan says he's also focused on disease prevention among school-age asylum seekers.
We're screening everyone and offering vaccination to everyone. The Department of Homeland Security and the CDC are giving COVID vaccinations at the southern border.
All childhood vaccines in New York are required by state law. 10 police officers in Northern California accused in a wide-ranging corruption scandal have been arrested by the FBI. The officers are accused of various crimes, including falsifying records to receive raises, illegally distributing drugs, and deploying dogs that harmed residents. You may want to take the time to clean your smartwatch. Researchers at Florida Atlantic University say wristbands on those devices are covered in harmful bacteria because owners rarely clean their smartwatches. The problem is worse if your wristband is rubber or cloth. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Another beautiful morning here in Northeast Wisconsin. Beautiful night last night. Wasn't that the most beautiful night? 68 to 70 degrees at the high school football game we had in Nenah. The wind died down. But the funny part is when I was driving up from Manitowoc, it was so blustery. It was raining so hard and so windy. I thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
Then that all went away.
You didn't get much sleep.
I did not get much sleep.
I watched your game. But I fell asleep.
So did I.
The only thing that was entertaining were the announcers.
It was a great game. 49-37.
Yeah.
Nenah with the win over DePere. Just a phenomenal high school football game.
Tell the listeners about the stadium, because we talked about that. That was kind of a ribbon cutting, right?
They didn't have a ceremony. It was their first game. They're going to wait until they have their ribbon cutting thing. But it's just magnificent. It's beautiful. And that school, I was talking to a cousin, basically, who goes to school there. And she said it's just unbelievable how cool that school is. And the coach, Coach Young, who I was talking to, he said, this is the only time in all the years he's ever coached where he has to kick kids off the field after practice. It's like, go home, go get some rest. It's such a cool thing. They don't want to leave. And they said that school, all these kids are so excited to get back to classes that you wouldn't believe it.
So they put a lot of money into both the athletics as well as academics.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that, that's so beat. Everybody's so worried about video games and kind of finding trouble. But man, I don't know, John, did you ever say you wanted to get to school or didn't want to leave practice?
No.
I know, right?
No.
That's awesome. That's
just, and one of the reporters for NBC 26, she did a story last night about that, talking to some of the kids. And one of the guys was like, man, where do you see the metal shop is incredible and the chemistry lab and those kinds of things. I mean, you know, I think there is a correlation between. And I know a lot of people say, well, in my day, we didn't need. Well, it's a different world.
Right.
It's a different world these days. And I think it's cool.
What were you going to say, though? You think there's a correlation?
Correlation between the interest kids have and the effort they put in then when you give them something really cool to work with. And I think by a school like that, you're really giving them something very cool to work with. Not everybody can do it, obviously. I mean, you know, the tax base in different areas, and Nina's got a pretty good tax base.
Yeah, but you can take that analogy to a lot of things. You look at
studio.
This attracted top talent.
Absolutely.
Because of the studio.
Absolutely.
Now,
Todd got a kick out of that.
Todd, our boss, who's on the other side of the window, I can hear you laughing through the wall and through the door. So
maybe the studio isn't that great if you can.
Thank you. Good morning, Todd.
You know what I like about this, though, Todd? And you and I have worked in like numerous studios over the years. But whenever you'd see a TV show or a movie back in the day, even like Good Morning Vietnam and the different ones, there was always that producer on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
But yet I had never worked in a studio that actually had that. Had you?
I never worked at a radio station that had producers for their announcers. No. When I was on the air, I did all the button pushing and
everything.
Stuff myself. Yep.
But you just, when you see those TV shows or those movies, you just assume that's the way every studio is, and they're not, except this one, which is very cool.
This is, and we've talked at length about how great this studio is, and we love showing it off. And we want to invite the public to come down and obviously get M&Ms for, you know, Mine on the Mayor, but we have some other events coming up we'll talk about later that we'll be hosting here. Right.
And by the way, M&M, I'll tell you what, Todd, those ones I gave you yesterday, that's a whole new flavor, the brownie ones.
Yeah.
And, boy, they come out with just new flavors all the time, don't they, though? Yeah.
That's it's a great company. They know
what are you going to do with those almond ones?
Yeah, I eat them. What okay. else? You know, I might share. I might share. Mm. Take them to.
Oh, man. I got to tell you something else, though. I had a pizza last night I'd never had before. Part of my diet.
Yeah.
Tailgate pizza. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's from Simon's Cheese. And it's basically some kind of sauce, really good sausage, but it almost tastes like it's bratwurst, basically. It's sliced brat. That's what it is, with like mustard and sauerkraut on the pizza. Wow. I never tasted that before, and it was really, really good. You're eating pizza, and it tastes like you're eating a brat with sauerkraut.
That's interesting.
Yes.
That sounds like really good.
It was it does. Really
you know,
good.
Because, you know, I think most of us, people like brats, right, in these parts. I mean,
right.
Johnsonville's made gazillion dollars. There's a lot of good brats out there. But, and to put sauerkraut on it, but then to a little pizza sauce and cheese.
Yes.
And on a crust. That
it was outstanding.
I would think so.
I never had it before.
No.
Have you ever been there, though, Simon's Cheese? That's the first time I'd ever actually been in the building. Wow.
Off of 41?
Yeah, like Kakana-ish?
Yeah, and I've been there. Yeah,
Man, I'm not trying to give them a free plug, but I'm just saying I could have just wandered around that place for half an hour.
And plus, they have, I've bought a couple cutting boards. They have Wisconsin cutting boards.
Yeah, I saw them last night.
Right, and some of them have like the different cities on, which is very cool.
Yep.
And that's a great place. And that's for a cheese store. Usually they're kind of these small little.
That's what I mean. I had no idea it was so big. Right. You know what I heard is phenomenal there, though, and this is one of my favorite sandwiches. They said have the grilled cheese sandwich with a bottle of chocolate milk.
John, yeah.
How good does that sound?
I know, but, man, I don't know.
What?
We're not going to be around in 4 years to talk about it if we keep eating
cholesterol fest.
There you go. You can beat out your buddy with the cholesterol fest.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I want to.
Oh, by the way, I still got that piece of fried pork in my car if you want it.
Oh, great. Great.
Do you still want that or no?
It's fried pork from 3 days ago.
Yeah, it's on the pasture. But it's in a baggie.
Oh,
so
no.
It's okay.
Well, then, of course. No, I'll pass on
okay.
that. But thank you for the offer.
All right.
If you invite me next year, I might stop in.
I think you should.
I'm getting on a new kick. I'm going to try plant-based diet.
Okay.
Because I told you I never sleep through the night. So that Joel Fuhrman on PBS?
I don't know.
Okay. So I watched that again this morning.
I don't think 2:30. I get PBS in my...
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I think they have to offer that.
All right.
But anyway...
Hey, you know, okay.
He turned me on to that.
You know what show I used to watch on PBS all the time? And we've got a gentleman coming on today in the 7 o'clock hour who grew up idolizing this guy and has become one of the most proficient, greatest, most talented artists you'll ever find in your entire life.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to watch that show, the guy with the big afro?
Yeah.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross!
Out of Indiana, right?
I watch him every night before bed.
Still?
Every night, yes. And it helps me sleep. It really calms me down.
Yeah, I bet it would.
It's awesome.
That's
awesome.
It's still on?
Yeah. Well, he's been dead for a lot of years, but
yeah. I mean, wow.
But talk about, his studio was like nothing. Don't they have tours? Is that in Indiana or?
Yeah, it was in an old house at the TV station in Indiana. They would just put up some black curtains and his easel, and that was it.
No kidding.
Yeah, he would just turn around and talk to the camera, and very intimate. Kind of was he a weird guy or he's just so soft spoken? I can see that putting you to sleep.
It really does.
It's cheaper than Ambien, so I'm going to try that.
You should try. But when he starts painting happy little trees, man, there's nothing better than that.
I love his clouds. Mountains and the clouds. Yes, but Spencer Nolan Young is coming in here. He's an amazing artist. He does a lot of the Packer, the big fence boards and everything like that. And he does so many personal cleats. for Packer players. When they want a special cleat, he does them. He's so talented. But that's how he grew up, watching Bob Ross.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get back to what you said.
Oh, wait. I guess one more thing about PBS, though. One more. Okay. The greatest thing ever on PBS is
Barney?
Nope. Is the greatest series or whatever you want to show on PBS that I will watch every time it's on and I get
out. Wow, I don't know.
The guy that went to Alaska and built his own cabin, it's all he had was like an axe. And he built the cabin. He built all his own furniture with just an axe. You know who I mean?
No, I don't.
No, we don't. John,
today I decided to build a new dining room table with John, my axe. Come... And then I'm going to shoot
how come
a caribou.
The producer man watches PBS all the time. I watch it quite a bit, and we've never heard of this axe ice guy.
What did you say you had gift certificate wise today?
Title Town Brewery, which is right across the street from us, right? It used to be you and I had lunch here. It's the old train depot. Sean owns that now. He was the master brewer and the chef for many, many years, and then he bought that. So we have a $25 gift certificate. We have a couple of them, but let's give one away now.
What's our text? Or do they have to download stuff?
They could download
or
the
knock
app.
On the window.
Or walk by, knock on the window, and yell at them. Write it on a sign, and I'll put it right up there.
We don't have that down yet, but we're getting there.
What's our phone? Okay, phone number, 920-264-0606. $25. Is it $25?
Yeah.
$25 gift certificate.
For what?
The person can tell me the name of that show.
Okay, tell you guys. If we didn't get it.
The guy gets dropped off in Alaska. Got nothing. No cabin, no nothing. All he's got is basically an axe and a shotgun and a fishing pole. And he builds a cabin that's amazing. What do you got there, Todd?
We got somebody coming in already texting.
Okay, $25 gift certificate. It's the greatest show of all time.
Isn't that Todd? Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about?
I don't, and I know a lot of the shows.
So do I.
So the answer came in, and I'll make sure that this person gets it. They texted in. They texted in from the app.
Okay.
The show is called Alone in the Wilderness.
Yes. Yes. That's it. Alone in the Wilderness. Yes.
Okay. That's interesting.
This is my hero. This is something I've always wanted to do. And go live on my own in the wild with just an axe and a shotgun.
And did he... When he completed that, did he go paint in Indiana?
No. Okay, he stayed up there. You know what he would do? He'd sit by the water and smoke his pipe. And just serenity. Just look at this.
Got off the grid.
Nature, the whole thing. Got off the grid. Oh, it's an amazing show. Alone in the Wilderness.
Looks like the name is Jennifer, I believe.
Jennifer's the winner?
Yep.
All right, so Jennifer, Todd, you can work. We'll get that to her.
$25 gift certificate, Jennifer.
To Titletown. Titletown Depot, right?
Well, I don't know if they call it deep. Look for the big Donald Driver statue.
And great food and wonderful service.
You got to admit, that's the Wisconsin way of giving directions. look for the Donald Driver statue. I don't know what street it is, because that would be me. You know, you've encouraged me to be a dispatcher part-time over at Metro.
Yeah, that is the way, getting to know you a little bit better, that is the way you navigate.
Yes, that is.
Is by landmarks.
I've got the worst sense of direction in America.
Right. And that's why your car kind of looks like it does. But yes, it...
What's this?
What? Yeah,
Jim, the maintenance man here in this building?
Yeah.
The other day when he was helping me put up my window, because, you know, my window's busted too.
Yeah,
that
you can't roll it up.
Yeah. And he said, hey, man, you're not the first one. These pillars just jump out at you sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. He's a fan of yours.
No, he said a lot of people this happens to.
Okay, no wonder we're down a couple $25 gift certificates.
He told me, he said, man, I don't blame you. He said, plus, looks like you got a blind spot. He told me that, man. I'm telling you.
All right.
Mino and the Mayor on a beautiful Friday morning coming your way from downtown Green Bay, coming your way from Oshkosh, all over northeast Wisconsin. We'll be back right after this.
It's all right if you love me. It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of August, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on August 26th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 76. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tonight, lows around 59. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow, time highs approaching 85. Upper 80s Sunday, turning cooler on Monday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range, a high of 76 today, lows level off around 59 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
I like this.
This is awesome, Todd.
Who is this, Todd?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh, love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Get your Friday going.
Once again, that was the Depot Gastropub that Jennifer won a $25 gift certificate to. We're going to give another one of those away today.
Yeah.
Not sure in which way, shape, or form, but the Depot Gastropub. Again, look for the big Donald Driver statue. It's on 200 Dousman Street right in Green Bay. Phenomenal place. They had a thing in there. I don't know where it is anymore. When you and I had lunch there a couple of weeks ago, I was even asking the waitress. They used to have this huge sign, this huge picture.
Yeah, you...
of the route of the old train. It would start in the UP. It would start in the most northern part of the UP you'll ever find, this tiny little town, and go all the way to Chicago. And that the thing I remember about that was when all my brothers would leave for the Army or come home from the Army, go into the train depot in Nagani, and they would get off the train.
Oh.
That's what I always remember. But I always wanted a copy of that picture.
Yeah. Did you ever take that train as a kid?
I've never been on a train.
Oh.
I have never been on a train in my life. Isn't that something? No, I was on one. Bay Beach. That's literally the only train I've ever been on.
Really?
Yes, and I've always loved trains, all that stuff, and I've never been on one.
San Francisco to L.A., that's a nice
ride. Well, I had a chance to do a thing through holiday travel.
Oh, that's right.
A Teton type thing, but it's during football season, so I can't do that.
And speaking of holiday travel, we should give them a little bit of a plug since we are going to be drinking their booze and eating their food Saturday.
I thought we were starting the new plant-based thing.
Yeah.
Or is that Sunday?
I said Sunday.
Oh, Sunday we're starting.
Todd, play the tape. I think that was Sunday. No, don't, Todd. Don't.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm. Sunday is the new...
get rid of the tape, Todd. I'm going back in time here, but what was her name? Rosemary, somebody with the 19-minute gap in Nixon's tapes?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I'll start that on Sunday, because you're right. It wouldn't be respectful if we went to their box and didn't drink and eat.
You entertain all the time. You work. You put this big thing together, and somebody's like, no, I'm on a diet. I'm not going to eat that.
It's like
that's offending.
No. I would not offend our host.
You're right.
So, okay, so Sunday, we'll get back to the plant-based diet.
Right.
But, hey, I want to – you were talking earlier about the facilities attracting talent. Right.
Yes.
In terms of, you kind of said the students are happy and
they're excited to go to school.
I don't know what their retention is, what their enrollment is, what their from other districts. But that's the same thing the Packers did, right? Because they put a ton of money into their facility. Wasn't that one of the things they people would come and say? Yeah, they hear these stories about Green Bay, but
well,
they
for free agency,
yeah,
that was huge for free agency.
And when I was mayor, we went to 15 years ago, but we went to some businesses and they're like, look, this is what the new office design needs to look like, because here it's kind of paneling and you know what I mean? I mean, yeah. not a lot of them, but you look across the street, they've done it right. But some of these places like a Warby Parker or some of these new businesses, Zoom, it's free snacks. They don't work in offices like we did. They work in like, it looks like a coffee shop. I'm not kidding. They plug in their laptop and they sit in different environments. Every day there's places with treadmills. So they kind of face each other. So like if Todd, if you want to have a meeting with John to kind of, you know, get him, you know, coach him up, as they say,
you could be on a treadmill and I'll be sitting there having a cup of coffee.
but the free snacks, Todd, it's sunflower seeds and carrots. I mean, you know, nothing John would eat, but
I like sunflower seeds.
Okay. I'm just kidding there, but they really encourage this unbelievable environment, and then they bring in lunch. It's free.
Yeah. My daughter has it. She works in New York, in Manhattan.
Okay, so right? And how competitive that is, Johnny. Yeah. That's why they did it.
That's right. And she said the same thing. She said, well, I pretty much just eat at work all the time. Right. I'm like, what do you mean? She said, well, we've got everything there. Yeah. So how much is that? She goes, oh, it's free.
Right.
I said, are you serious?
And I think we can learn. I mean, you know, Green Bay's got it going on and they know what they're doing. But I remember coming back and talking to some of the business leaders. And even on 6th floor at City Hall, which is probably the most...
Is that where the smoking lounge was?
Yeah. It is. Which is probably the most...
Mr. Mayor, you got a meeting at...
Oh, I know.
It's free.
Yeah, our premiums... We don't want our premiums to go up. Right. And everybody's smoking. But even that 6th floor, if you go up there, we tried to kind of lead by example a little bit. So that's got kind of a lounge setting for some of the employees, because we wanted to attract some young talent, especially in the economic development, which is where that is.
And people expect, there's a younger generation that expects that.
That it's got, and like I said, that was 15 years ago. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think today they do
to recruit
expect,
talent,
right.
No question. I mean, it's competitive along those lines.
How are studios looking in Madison? I mean, you guys got some
beautiful, huh?
Oh man,
right on State Street.
Take this, and then you're up a couple floors or whatever it is, and there's a nice area out with the cubicles where everybody works and kind of collaborates and all that kind of stuff. It's really amazing.
Those collaboration areas are just critical, and you know the seating in these collaboration areas. And for those of you who have businesses or looking. Those creative rooms are important because people think a little bit differently when there's chairs in a round area and there's not this tie back. That's why I support what these schools are doing. And when they say, oh, you know, we're putting all this money into the school. Well, if you can make an environment where kids want to be, which is not something you and I experienced.
No, I had the most rundown old school.
Todd seems a little brainy. I think you probably like school.
Yeah, he does. Where did you go to high school?
I hated it. I went to Laconia High in Rosendale.
Ah, okay.
Oh, Rosendale.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I read you wrong. Didn't it seem a little geeky?
Not geeky. What? I thought it was some private school.
Right.
Top 10. Something.
Top 10.
Exactly.
Yes. I went to a gifted school.
It was an academy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And they taught us to talk like this.
Exactly.
I would have pegged you at that.
Hey, you want to know, last time I went to Madison, and I was driving through Rosendale, and I thought, how far is Rosendale?
From here?
Yeah.
I don't know, an hour, 15? Yeah.
If it was closer, there was a job I would go after. It was Rosendale Cabinet Shop, and they're looking for help to build wood cabinets. I would love that as a job.
I think those jobs are available here. Johnny.
Are they?
I do.
I don't think so.
No, I do. I think we have kitchens.
Because I'm going to look for another job for like 4 hours a day. And I know we talked about the dispatcher. Is there anybody out there who wants to hire me for 4 hours a day?
4 hours a day.
Yeah.
And you need to make a lot, right? 20 bucks?
No, 20 bucks.
Okay, 20 bucks an hour.
18. I'm negotiating my way down. That's 18 bucks an hour.
A race to the bottom.
Four
lines
hours.
Are open.
Yeah,
a race to the bottom for John Meinl.
Let us know. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
My
Rhino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Maui's number of dead holding for now at 111 killed in the island's wildfires. The island's emergency services chief, Herman Ndea, has resigned effective immediately. He said he did not activate emergency tsunami sirens to warn about the wildfires because it would have sent residents looking for higher ground.
And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire.
Governor Josh Green says he'll name a replacement soon. He's planning a statewide address tonight. Former President Trump has canceled his planned Monday news conference to present, quote, irrefutable evidence in the criminal indictment case against him and 18 alleged co-conspirators in Georgia. Trump saying his lawyers preferred he put the planned speech aside in light of the allegations of 2020 election interference. And a drone attack hitting a building in Moscow causing an explosion in the business district. The mayor says it was intercepted by Russian forces. Ukraine has not claimed responsibility. This is ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media,
608-819-8255.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. This segment brought to you by Your Window to the World. You know who I'm talking about when I talk about that, Jim?
Everyone knows who you're talking about, Johnny.
Who is it?
It's Pella.
Absolutely. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They've got a phenomenal deal going on right now until the end of the month. It's the 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors. They have the exclusive, I mean exclusive, hidden screens, which stay inside the window while you're not using it. And I'll tell you what, it is something to behold. You've got these things, right, Jim?
I do.
I've heard you got them at your house, and someday I might be there. Also, with the 250 Series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors. If you bundle and save the 250 Series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. It's a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. Once again, it ends at the end of the month. See the showroom for details. Pella, Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I've said this, but it's true. I've experienced Pella windows, and not only are they great, easy to clean, but they reduce your heat bill.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And those old houses where I live in.
You need to do whatever you can.
It was worth the investment. So,
Todd here is from Rosendale.
Yes.
Rosendale, of course, has this. Is it an urban legend in regards to how many people get stopped there, or is that legit, Todd?
It's absolutely legit.
It is, huh?
It's tough to, because 23 and 26 highways there intersect right in Rosendale.
Right.
And it's mainly on 26 that it'll happen. But if you're driving through, either coming into town or going out, you're going to see a cop with somebody pulled over.
And John said, you think that's true? And I'm like, firsthand experience. Yes, it is true. I got a warning.
Have you ever gotten a ticket? Okay, this is fourth warning that I know of. And that's one of those things where somebody says, well, I did that 3 times. It's like, okay, let's triple that. You know,
that is true. Like your DUI, you never got one. But I mean, people who get a DUI, sometimes like, was that the first and only time you ever drank?
Right.
So what you're saying to me is that are those the only 4 times I've ever sped?
Right.
And I hear what you're saying, and you may have something there. However, I do want to say I don't think I was going, like, I wasn't, like, going fast.
Right.
But I did get pulled over.
Right.
But
I've driven with you, and, gee, you don't drive
they
fast.
Will pull, they'll pull you over for one.
That's like what I'm saying, Johnny. Really? That's what I'm saying, yeah. Johnny.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
There's a little bit of a safety to it. I mean, that is not.
Sure.
There's houses along the road.
But a lot of places have that. Like, drive through Chilton on the highway on the way to, like, Road America.
Right.
Driving right through those nice neighborhoods. Or even De Pere on Riverside.
Right.
But
De Pere could put the smackdown more there because people do speed. And you're right. It's a residential neighborhood. And the cop could say, look, and people say, like, come on, man, it's only going 3 over. Hey, you were breaking the law. There's kids in the neighborhood. Rosendale, I do think it's a little bit of a revenue source, although there's a law against, I don't think you can target and make that your revenue source. There's not supposed to be a budget for speeding tickets.
Well, that was an episode of Andy Griffith. Remember the time they wanted to build a new library or something? So Barney started handing out tickets all
really?
The time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. There was a guy in Florida, though, a community in Florida that they put the smackdown on that community because it was just too much targeting. But anyway.
If you had out-of-state plates, I'll bet.
If there was something, and I know the guy got in trouble. But Rosendale, you know, we talked, I don't know, a few shows ago that every city wants to have something that is great for their city, yet is universal. And we have the Packers. Remember, we talked about the ball of yarn and, you know, the Churchill Downs. Rosendale.
The ball of yarn. When did we talk about a ball? What are you talking about?
We did. The largest ball of yarn.
You guys talked about it. I don't remember where it was.
No. It's from Family Vacation. The world's second largest, biggest ball of twine.
Twine.
You didn't want to miss that.
But that is something. Here's my point. And there's some great architecture. People are, you know, but they tell you when you lead a city to have something that is important for your community but has universal appeal, okay?
Right.
I don't think Rosendale is on the right track with good for the city is revenue, but universal appeal, we give speeding tickets to everybody.
Todd? But don't they actually have t-shirts that they sell at gas stations?
There's t-shirts.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Are you kidding?
Like if you go online, people will use as memes and stuff like that on social media, on Facebook and stuff. There'll be literally the sign of Rosendale with the cop car pulled over. And if you look it up and you look up like urban legends, it has details about how many people are stopped and all that.
Yeah, wow. I never knew they had t-shirts. I was kind of
I think I saw one at a gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to. Wow, that is not the lead.
So they're
not
proud of it, basically.
I guess that's what you're kind of saying.
They embrace it.
I don't think the community is proud of it. I think maybe the department might be.
You have to admit, because first thing that popped into my mind when you said Rosendale, I mean, that's the first thing that popped. So how many times when you say where you're from, do you almost like cringe where it's like, okay, I know what's coming next?
Right. Like, I mean, this is sad, but like a Columbine, right? You don't want to be associated with something negative.
Absolutely.
And Green Bay's been very, very blessed. I mean, we're so fortunate because I think when you think of Green Bay, some people think of most people think of the Packers, but you know, when you got Bay Beach, it's good things. And you want that has some good appeal. Well, I didn't know that you guys doubled down on that.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, thankfully somebody's actually, besides the police department, making some money off of it by selling t-shirts.
What is the speed limit coming through?
I think it's 35.
So do I.
Okay. So you come off the highway going 65 or 70 probably, and then you got to just,
Well, it's 55, right?
Oh, it's 55.
It's 55 on that stretch of 26 and 23. Then it goes down to 45. But by the time you hit that sign that says 35, if you're a couple over, that's it, because they sit right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so is that ingrained with the cops, or is it,
Well, it is breaking the law.
Well, I know.
I mean, I think... I don't think they feel as bad about it. Like, so people think that.
I don't think they care about that at all.
No.
Like, they're not laying awake at night going, people say that
we got to work on our reputation. I don't.
You embrace it, though.
We knew we need a new marketing program.
What's strange, though, is like, so if you're taking it toward Rosendale from the north, right? You're right. But when you get to that point, when those signs hit 35, you're still not really in town. There's really not, There's not houses, or there's a cemetery on one side.
Right.
And there's that cabinet making place on the other, right?
Where John's going to work.
Yes. And those are the places where they kind of sit. So.
Wow.
Anyway, so you're not working at a noon marketing program. So just stick with it if it's working. And
the only other speed trap that I know of that I've gotten nailed on is Peshtigo. Because it takes so long. If you're coming south, it takes so long to get through Menominee and then Marinette. Yeah. And that's finally, it's like, oh, okay, getting back on the highway. And I've gotten nailed twice in Peshtigo.
And is that because it went from 55 to 35?
Well, I think it's partially because you're so, it takes a long time sometimes to get through Marinette and Menominee because there's so many trucks. You get, it's a big route for all the trucks. You're going 20 miles an hour and whatever. And then it's like, oh, I got through that. Now I'm going to let it rip a little bit on the way to Green Bay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they know that, and
they
take some of your money. And tickets have gotten expensive. There's a lot of add-on fees now besides your ticket, which is $100. It's like, well, that's okay, but you
court
can
costs,
double it, right?
That, yeah, administrative fees.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they put on, which is, I'm okay with that, but they put on the I forgot the name of the program, but the money is used to help schools with funding programs like the DARE program. It doesn't go to DARE, but it's something like that. And
so when you're mayor, did you ever tell your police captain?
No.
Okay. Anything about, Okay.
So where does
that revenue go? If you got a ticket in Green Bay, you get caught speeding and down, you're on Webster Avenue and it's 25 and you're going 48 miles an hour, and you get a ticket for $106.
All of
where
that.
Does that money go?
Yeah, you know what, John? It doesn't all go to the city coffers. I guarantee you that. And there's I'm going to get you a breakdown. I don't want to say that, but we never set quotas. Now, we complained about stuff and said, hey, look, the speed on Huron, the speed on Webster is crazy. Parents are calling. But we didn't say, look, you got to issue 50 tickets or there's an incentive to do that. I always wanted I thought that would be good business to say, look, you remember when that one coach gave an incentive for kind of hitting people?
Yeah. Sean Payton.
Yeah. But you shouldn't do that. But I can see the way he was thinking. Like, this is, if we do this, we got a greater chance of success. So, we never incented people or really smacked down on quotas, although we did focus on certain areas. So, but I'm going to get you that breakdown. I
would like to see that.
And I think our listeners would like to hear that.
Do police officers generally have an unwritten quota? Because if you came back, let's say you're a young patrolman and you come back to the office and you got your ticket book or something, don't you have to like hand that in to see what you've done? Where it's like, if you it's like
blank.
What were you doing all night? Is there kind of a unwritten code?
No, I would say, look, they were crying, they're crying wolf. There was no speeding. I tracked it. Here are the numbers. Okay. But there's, it's funny because we always looked at, we monitored compliments, but we monitored complaints and we got enough of them. And the majority of it was speeding. I mean, people talk about crime. We have to look at everything, but I'm not kidding you, John. In the late 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, it was speeding. With all the bad stuff that was going on in terms of the economy.
Complaints from citizens?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely, it was speeding. So
what was the worst street The worst area that people complained about. Because Webster right now, you know, I come in every day on Webster, and they've got that thing out there now that says how fast you're going.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Just to... Well, as a reminder?
And neighborhoods ask for that. And okay. So we will deliver that to their neighborhood. And, you know, some of these streets aren't the most popular streets. I mean, you're thinking of more of the bus route streets where there's a lot of traffic. But there's some side streets, cut-through streets that people use. Well, anyway, that they think is people just don't know. They're not thinking about their speed. And they see this sign. And did you see them now? They have those, if you break it, I this is what I hear, that if you are over, like, 10 or something, they go red and white, which is kind of alarming. It really gets
your
attention.
Well, you know attention. What they have in Manitowoc on Waldo Boulevard?
Yeah, there's a street.
Yeah, if you go a little bit over, it says, are you trying to get a ticket?
Really?
First time I saw that, I thought, oh, that's creative.
They must cap those, though, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Because think about when you were 16, 17. Would you turn it into a game?
Yeah.
You know? So I hope they cap that.
Yeah, you would. Because you would speed up right there just to see what you get. And then slow down or whatever. But you would do it. There's no question.
Anyway, but speed is still. And we really got to watch that. And, you know, we're going to give some PSA, some public service announcements as school gets started. Because people have been driving in the summer. You haven't seen a lot of kids. Now there's going to be a lot of kids out there. So, tickets. Yeah, we're going to crack down in some places. But I don't know. That's up to Eric. Or the chief, I should say. But. You know, I mean, God forbid, you know, some kid gets hit. So, yeah, we've got to watch your speed.
Oh, I'm all for that. I mean, you know, no question about that. But I'm just saying, if you were a young police officer, and you know what? I got some friends out there listening. I think Captain Jack might be listening. Captain Jack, give me a quick text. See if we can talk to you.
What's your question now?
Is there an unwritten philosophy about a young patrolman that he should have, like, a certain number of tickets given? Like, let's say even in a week, just to show he's doing his job. Is that looked at? And again, nothing in the manual about it, but you know how there's certain codes.
I will tell you this.
Tell me this.
More tickets are written by younger people than the older
That's
guys.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I thought you were saying, okay, so you think
the
try
younger
harder.
Guys are they pressured a little bit more?
I don't know if they're pressured or they just want to. That's a good question. You know who we're going to have on here, and we've talked about the chief's coming on. So,
yeah.
And he's a great guy, but we can, I can probably tell you how he's going to answer that, but let's bring him on anyway.
Do you think I'm too old to be a cop?
There's a couple things that go into it, but that would probably be one of them.
Can I get a job just part-time as a cop?
No, Johnny, there's health things.
Okay.
There's mental things. There's a whole list of things.
What about parking attendant? You could do that.
Now, that you could do. That you could do.
I would let everybody go.
You 22 bucks, that's a lot. I know. You know, and I know you were just coming out to feed the meter. That's okay. Just don't worry about it.
Because they'd be like, hey, Mino, hey, let's do all the time. Hey, how you doing? We're talking. Yeah,
he would give no tickets. He would just put little reminders on there.
Yes.
Please pay for your parking and listen to Mino and the Mayor.
Exactly.
97.9.
Hey, that's not a bad promotional
That's not
idea.
At all. I like it.
Right on the windshield, they're going to get their car. They can turn it on.
Yes.
I like it a lot. There's a lot of connections there.
I like this.
All right, let's work on that.
Yeah, work on that.
That's better than making cabinets.
But you don't think I'd be a good cop?
Let's look at, we got the cabinets.
Okay.
We have the parking attendant. Let's focus on those two.
Still possibly the transit thing?
And the transit thing's still on the table. She actually would like to hire you. So
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. But I'd have to learn, like, directions, right? Mine on the Mayor. Get some special guests coming up in the next hour. Stay with us here on a beautiful Friday morning in downtown Green Bay. WGBW back after this. Working for a living. Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 76. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tonight, lows around 59. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow, time highs approaching 85. Upper 80s Sunday, turning cooler on Monday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range, a high of 76 today. Lows level off around 59 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Two.
We're doing so well.
Joan Jett. Love Joan Jett. Hang on. I got to hear a little bit more Joan Jett.
All right. Messing around.
Met her one time in DePere.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
DePere Fest. Or no, what is it called?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Is it DePere Fest? Yeah. She was the featured attraction one night.
Right.
She was great. The only thing is, you know what?
Like, did you meet her? Like,
hate myself for loving you.
Okay, when you say you met her, are you one? Of, you were in the line and just shook
we
her hands and
me and Murphy
her.
That introduced
oh,
her.
Oh, so you actually did meet
yes,
her.
Yes, you met her backstage. You know the only
was
thing
she
is,
nice to you?
She was okay, but her head was shaved.
Huh.
She had shaved her head. She looked like Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
And I always liked her back in the day of like the short black spiky hair with the black leather coat. I always figured she'd be that girlfriend I never had.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them out
a
there.
A lot of them. But, I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I always thought she'd be that girlfriend that I'd be the cool guy hanging out with her. Yeah,
yeah
I didn't have that.
That's fantasy land.
Yeah, so. It was.
Yeah,
it was.
Okay.
But she was my fantasy girlfriend. I told her that. And she said, get away, creepo.
Restraining order.
Exactly. Right.
Officer!
Hey, I just, look, Pella's a great sponsor of ours, and we have other ones and more of them coming up. But I just want to, again, give another pitch for that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And really, what it is, it's the world through your window, and I that's kind of their tagline. And you can see everything, but not only beautiful windows, but, you know, they got just great product. And if you bundle the 250 series of patio doors, 8 double-hung windows, exclusive hidden screens, which are very cool, $188 a month. So they said great packages, great service. So visit PellaWI.com. Certain details.
So buddy of mine, Sparky, my buddy Sparky, guess what he does for a living?
Fireworks?
Nope.
Hey, that's coming up.
He's an electrician.
Oh, so, yeah, okay, that's cool.
But anyway, here, I'll show you this. He says these signs actually keep statistics as to average speed, but it's speed limit, and it says your speed, and look what's right below it, a handwritten sign. Can you read that? Wow. High score.
High score 94. they gotta cap that at like 50 or something.
Wow. Yes. Do they have,
I would do that though. I gotta be
I know it, you would.
As a kid.
I've driven with you. I know. Do they have
as a kid.
I know in the cities like LA where don't they have like cameras on bridges or something? And they'll get your license plate number, and if you're going over the speed limit, they'll send you a ticket.
I got that.
You've gotten that?
Yeah.
Where?
It was a warning.
Do they have that in Green Bay?
No, it was in Des Moines.
Okay.
And there, you can't argue that.
They no, have, how do you, that's what I mean.
It's you, it's your car, it's like two or three photos. Like, it's not just one. I mean, and that license number is as clear as
really?
You're reading these numbers on the clock here. And they're big and they're bold. And it's like, it was your car. It was this time. And they were just in Wisconsin. Those are illegal to have.
Oh, they are.
They are.
Okay.
And it was a warning. Not that I get away with a warning, but they just said, look, this is a new policy we're putting in, and you were going X in an X, and next time you're going to get a ticket. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Do they? I think they have those in Illinois, don't they? Do they have those by the toll roads or something?
I don't think you can do that in Illinois, but those are actually, just think how profitable those are.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Think about it, because—
No manpower.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's all electronic. They send it to you.
Right.
And— Then it'd be like, well, I'm not going to pay it. Okay, good idea. First of all, it goes up like a parking ticket, you know, in terms of, and then when you go to renew your license, it's game over.
But okay, so
they get their money. They may not get it.
Okay, so years ago, 15 years ago, probably going through Indiana, and I got a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
And I never paid it. Yeah. And for months, I would get letters from them saying, hey.
Right.
Hey.
You're going to court date?
And I just blew it all off. So if I went back to Indiana and got pulled over, would I get in trouble, do you think?
I don't know how long they keep those.
That's what I mean. Is there a statute of limitations?
Yo, Johnny, I don't. So Dwayne, right? He's the governor?
Well, I have no idea.
I think we'll call him.
Okay. You're on a first-name basis with the governor of Indiana?
That's Pence.
Yo,
that's,
Dwayne, what's up?
Well, no, he's in Ohio. Who's the governor? Do I get that right, Todd? It's because I know
nobody knows who the
Pence
nobody
was
knows.
There.
Nobody knows.
Let me check. Eric Holcomb.
Okay.
Do you know Eric?
I
Eric, man.
He looks like somebody. Somebody you might know. Yeah, okay. Let me just say that.
Nerdy.
Thanks. Nerdy. Okay. You're right. I had the wrong one. I had Ohio. Indiana.
But would I still?
I'm gonna. Okay, John. You give me two assignments now, right?
Is there a statute of limitations?
All right.
Because they can't come after you. In a different state, right?
But John, if you're there and they has a warrant out for
you. I'm there, yeah. But if I got pulled over in Wisconsin, would they be able to see on my record that I had blew off a court appearance in Indiana?
Some guy in some prosecutor in Indiana said, you know what? I've never liked Mino. And he
can't stand that guy.
Sent a letter here saying that there was a warrant in Indiana for your arrest.
Yes.
And they got pulled over from Wisconsin. It'd be game over.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't think. But Johnny, I don't
really?
I think it has a little bit more to do with murder than it does a speeding ticket.
So. Okay. But I was just wondering because I know they can get pretty high expensive wise after a while.
7 years of interest. Yeah, that might be up there.
15. There's got to be a statute of limitations, though.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
I'm certain that there are. All right. We're going to give away another $25 gift certificate.
And that's the Depot. The Depot, which is came in.
We had the biggest salads. You and I both have pretty good appetites.
Yeah.
Neither one of us could finish our salads.
No, it was great. And I love the ambiance. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The atmosphere in that place. And you talk about theater, right? You can sit at Hagemeister. Look at the ships come by. It's cool to sit at the Depot and watch the trains come by.
Yeah.
It is. It's just a cool thing. So.
But again, have you ever ridden a train?
Yes.
Where?
A couple times. When I was a little kid, I took the train from Green Bay to Sheboygan.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a nice 20-minute ride.
Still, it was cool when you're 9 years old.
Yeah. Do you ever go on Amtrak?
Yes.
I would love to do an Amtrak.
That is cool. I took the train from the Bay Area, from San Francisco down to L.A.
Where do you sleep on an Amtrak?
Well, you got to get a sleeper car.
So do you go upstairs? Is it like in those old things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is. And what's cool is you truly do walk through there, and there's a club car with the restaurant. It's a cool way to travel. It's very different, and people are very friendly, and, you know, people could, it's kind of expensive. You could probably fly.
You know what? Are you watching the series Showtime about the LA Lakers back in the 80s?
No.
Okay. But anyway, when they're on their flights, they've got a bar, like a lounge on the flight. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I remember in the 70s when they started doing that. I think it was TWA. Do you remember that, Todd?
I thought they couldn't drink those professional athletes.
They can't drink on the planes? Are you kidding me? Although the sportscaster was one that got hammered the most. Hang on. Great song. LA. Prove to me.
Much for the man.
What did we learn this week that was confirmed by Todd, our boss?
Well,
that
you need to have content prepared so he's not playing karaoke all morning. That's what
I love and this song.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
The key word of
John. We're going to set a quick break. That's your key word.
Key word is tone deaf.
Wow. Back after this.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm